I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Sarah Alvarez. Summertime for kids across the state might mean more time off from school, playing outside, maybe even sleeping in. But for hundreds of thousands of kids, it also means missing out on something, enough to eat. There are programs to help, summer food programs. But for every kid in the state who gets food from one of those programs, there are 8 more left behind. And to find out a little bit more about some of these programs, you've got to get up early. It's 7 in the morning when trucks start taking food out of this bustling and hot commercial kitchen in Warren, Michigan, just outside Detroit. It will be lunch for about 500 kids a day at nearby summer food sites. Becky Schwenk is standing in front of what looks like hundreds of sandwiches spread out on a stainless steel table.
We are making turkey and cheese, like pita bread. And they will get a sandwich with fresh fruit, vegetable, and we'll also send out a milk-formed drink for their protein.
In Michigan, more than 500,000 kids who qualify for these free summer meals don't or can't make it to feeding sites. It's a similar story in lots of states. It works like this. Where poverty statistics indicate there's a need for summer food, local organizations can run a food site and be reimbursed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The program works well where these sites are easy to get to, somewhere like a school, a YMCA, or even this library in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Nicole Patala says during the school year, 2 of her 3 children get subsidized lunches at school. That helps make ends meet. During the summer, it's lunch at this library.
Well, it makes my food last longer throughout the week, you know. I have 3 kids, so I've noticed in the last 8 months, our grocery bill has gotten bigger, so it's helpful for us.
Like all summer food sites, there's no sign-up here, no application. Kids just show up. As we're talking, Patala's son Aaron is ready to eat.
I was going to come to ask if I could go eat in there.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Aaron politely grabs a bagged lunch along with 40 or so other kids, including Daquan, who opens up the bag to find
PB&J, applesauce, cheese stick, carrots, pickles, and chocolate milk.
The kids eat in the library, in a room with small tables and chairs on one side, and on the other, carpeted steps where kids can sit and eat while a librarian reads them books. This is the second year branch manager Joy Shashevitz and her staff have gotten help providing free lunches. Before that, they were trying to do it themselves. As soon as they found out libraries were eligible to become summer food sites, they were in.
Every year, we have kids here who are hungry. They're here all day and they want, you know, do you have something to eat? I'm hungry. And they don't have money on them. And so I'm grateful that we have a way to do this.
Right now in Michigan and a few other states, the USDA is experimenting with a new idea. Instead of making families come to a feeding site, which can be difficult, they can get a voucher to use at a grocery store. For State of Opportunity, I'm Sarah Alvarez, Michigan Radio News. To get information on where to find one of these summer food programs or how to start one, go to the State of Opportunity website and click on the InfoWire tab.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.